Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm not sure there is a more perfect person for a holiday or a holiday for a person than Thanksgiving and Wojo and Thanksgiving.
I wonder if he like soaks gin in the turkey.
Oh, like a brine.
Yeah, you know how like people put vodka in watermelons?
Oh.
Maybe Wojo like...
Like an infused turkey?
Yes.
We went out to dinner last night and my brother had like a Thanksgiving burrito and it was a turkey that had been brined in tequila.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds interesting. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Gobble frickin' gobble. How are we?
Just clean it up a little bit, William. My father, Roger's in the studio, so just watch what you say, please.
Oh, hey, Rog, how are we? Oh, wait, he can't talk back.
Well, no, yeah, we've muted his microphone.
Yeah, good.
Well, Joe, it's been about 7 years, I think, since the groundbreaking show that you and I did where we did dark meat against light meat, and you were stunned to find out that basically half of America prefers dark meat to light meat. Have you come to terms with this yet?
No. It was the most, I'll be honest, devastating moment of my life. I thought it was 90% white meat, and it is close to 50-50.
Yeah, we actually wrote down all the entrants, and it was like, it literally came down to almost a perfect split.
Next thing you'll tell me that it's 50-50 between mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. Which that one is 99-1. Nobody likes sweet potatoes. They'll just eat it because grandma has some recipe where she puts sugar and marshmallows on it and you pretend like you like it.
I love sweet potatoes, but I love the mashed potatoes as well. In fact, Wojo, this will probably piss you off. The Stone household's in charge of the potatoes and my wife's doing roasted potatoes.
So Stoney likes mashed potatoes to win, but sweet potatoes to cover.
Exactly.
There is, I can tell.
All right, I don't even know what we're going to talk about with the Lions games. So let's just jump. I mean, David Blau, you name it. Let's just talk Michigan, Ohio State.
Okay. Yeah.
We had your boy Valenti on about 45 minutes ago, and we asked him, give a scenario where Michigan wins the football game. And, you know, the bus crashes, that whole thing.
Sure.
Now, I actually thought there was kind of an interesting exchange on Monday. You asked Jim Harbaugh about Don Brown and how much he personalizes what happened to the Michigan defense last year. And Jim Harbaugh gave one of his classic answers where he stopped and then he kept adding things and stopped and kept adding things. And I think there might be a wrinkle or two on Saturday. Don't you?
Well, of course, he ended with, and anything is possible.
Yes.
You add things and anything is possible. And then he stopped and said, as far as scheme, he didn't want to act like he was predicting a victory or anything. He's very cautious about that,
yeah.
At least since his playing days. But so, yes, I do think this game, as much as we focused all year long on Josh Gattis and can he get Shea Patterson comfortable, and that certainly seems to be happening, this is about their defense. I mean, that 62, they got it hung on them, and then they hung it around their neck. They wear T-shirts that have the score on it of 62-39. And, you know, you listen, you watch Michigan play, and all the, you know, announcers are like, boy, they really mix things up on defense. And Don Brown with these zone coverages and disguising things. And let's be honest, last year, Michigan went into Columbus as a favorite on the road, and I think they were a little arrogant, a little full of themselves, a little, we'll just do what we always do, line them up and blitz them, and it didn't work, obviously. I don't know if you recall. Dwayne Haskins carved them up. There is a pathway to victory, though, this year. Is that what you were wondering?
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with transportation accidents. Nor with food poisoning. You want it?
Yes, we asked.
Sure, why not? And maybe Jimmy's listening, so he might use it.
First of all, here's a little stat you guys haven't thought about because you're always obsessed with Harbaugh stats, right? Do you know that Buckeye coach Ryan Day has never beaten a ranked team on the road?
I did not know that. And how many times has he played a ranked team on the road?
Okay, zero.
Zero,
but,
okay.
But that's my point. They ain't played nobody. Their toughest, quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes in my kitchen, their toughest road game this year was at Nebraska. Honest to God, that's like it. And, you know, Penn State, they beat them at home last week, started fumbling a little bit, the only close game they played. So that's one pathway, the other, in other words, that they haven't run into something like
this. Was Indiana at Columbus or Bloomington?
I believe that was at Indiana, so maybe they're better than Nebraska,
yeah,
are they?
Yeah, a lot better.
Yeah. But I don't know if the environment is better. That's the difference.
That's true.
We're talking environment, Stoney. We're in favor of the environment. And the other thing, too, is as great as Justin Fields is, and he is, he doesn't have a ton of experience as a starting quarterback. And he, like I said, hasn't really faced one close game they faced, and they fumbled the ball a bit. Got banged up a little bit at the end of the Penn State game. Don Brown's defense is good. Like Dwayne Haskins, remember after the game last year, Dwayne Haskins and the Ohio State players said, oh, we knew what they were doing defensively every single play. Oh, when we saw man-to-man coverage, we laughed and completed pass after pass. It was so much fun.
So you're giving us all these reasons why it might happen, but you've yet to actually give us the pathway.
The pathway is they confuse and hit the crap out of Justin Fields.
Yeah. I agree with you completely.
You know, you do have the vast experience at quarterback and Shea Patterson, you know, a fifth-year senior who's played a lot and started a lot. And you do think you have Don Brown scheming for a year to come up with something. And I think he'll, I don't know, maybe go and Fields has thrown one interception all year. Maybe he'll throw into the wrong coverage. Maybe they'll drop the ball. I'm not necessarily saying it's going to happen. There's your little pathway right there.
What about blocking Chase Young?
Yeah, I'll try to do that too. No, I'll put against Chase Young.
Yeah.
Put four tight ends over there, okay? Just line up. No, I do. Sources close to me have said that Michigan is furiously researching Chase Young's travel expenses from the last year, trying to find one other illicit NCAA violation trip. Don't know if they're going to come up with something before Saturday.
What's the over-under on words Jim Harbaugh will say to Greg Madison either before or after the game?
Ooh, see?
One word?
Stoney's hitting on it. And listen, Michigan has had motivational advantages before and still lost this game, obviously, 14 of 15. But boy, oh boy, they've got a lot of them now, right? Last year's loss, they're back at home. They feel like they've hit their stride. And did you guys mention, remember at halftime of the Penn State game this year? Remember that when everything changed?
Yeah, he said it was going to be their finest hour.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember that. And, you know, certainly I think it burns inside Harbaugh, burns inside Don Brown, burns inside Shea Patterson. And I don't know, for motivational edges, you would think that would be in Michigan's favor. But you know what? That goes away the minute you turn the ball over, if you turn the ball over. And people ask me all the time, by people I mean, you know, the crazy bogey kid I do the show with. Why did you think you didn't see this coming? You had no idea they were going to, you know, turn it around. So the only reason I did think they could and would is because they weren't going to keep fumbling the ball at the rate they were. That was ridiculous. That would be impossible. So once they stopped doing that, they looked pretty good.
So you have a long, and I actually believe this to be true, even though others paint you in a different light. You couldn't care less about the results of games. You've said publicly that the only thing you root against is extremes, long winning streaks, long losing streaks, things like that.
Right, it increases my workload.
Yeah, it increases your workload as a columnist. But yeah. Don't you, I will come out and say this right now. I'm rooting for Michigan to win. And you know why? Because if they lose the game, we are in this weird spiral of repeating storylines in Detroit.
It'll be Groundhog Day.
We have had the same storylines now for years. Harbaugh can't beat Michigan. Will D'Antonio quit? Al Avila's clueless. The Lions are the Lions. The Pistons, should they make the playoffs? Should they tank? I mean, honestly, there's not one fresh thing has happened in our sports community. I guess Iserman's hiring was one, but that was kind of expected. Like, we kind of need this to happen. Otherwise, Woj, you're looking at another 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months of big deal, Harbaugh, can't beat Ohio State. Yeah. Is he going to go to the NFL? So on and so forth. So I know you'll never say this publicly, but privately, don't you kind of want Michigan to win?
No, I just root for a good pregame meal,
okay.
A quick game,
okay.
Good, clean, fair competition,
right.
Traffic.
All right, just making sure.
But no. Hello, did you forget? Nothing new. What if the blow era begins Thursday? From years and years of blow, the Lions could go to blow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Can't believe I dug that one up.
Well, you know hey, Woj.
You were planning on that one.
Woj, I had years and years of blow, but...
We know, Stoney.
Yeah,
we
see, this is classic Stoney. Earlier in the show, he tried to downplay that.
No, I didn't downplay
it. Yes, you did.
No, I just said I was not an abuser.
You just said years and years of blow.
Well, I did it for a while, but not a lot. You know, occasionally, like, you know, whatever.
I'm not going to be honest, right?
By the way, Woj, since you're kind of like the resident stonologist, you and Gov, because you worked with them a lot longer than we ever have.
Sure, yeah.
Do you want to know a fun little Stony tidbit we unearthed earlier today?
He doesn't do blow on Thanksgiving.
So we've picked Michigan games 11 times this season. We didn't pick...
Oh, wait, I heard that earlier.
Yeah. Do you know how many times he's picked Michigan to cover the spread?
Out of
11.
I'll say 2.
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
He's picked against Michigan every time. And we went back and listened to every one of his picks. And at each juncture, he says, you know, Michigan's defense is playing really well. And I like the way their offense is going. But I'm sorry.
Rutgers is going to get a backdoor cover.
And yes. How many times has Michigan covered? Did you tally that up?
Yes. Seven.
Seven.
Seven. And then they're going for 8 on Saturday. But he already picked Ohio State to cover that spread.
This is where, and with all due respect, we love Stoney. Great kid. Been around for a while. This is where he's dopey, because you don't have to pick for or against him every time. But if you want, they smush bad teams and even good teams at home, other than Ohio State. They smush them.
I think the Army game really threw him off. I think that really threw off his equilibrium, and he never quite recovered from that.
I won that game, yeah.
You got that one right. Yes, yeah. Picking against them was a
good for you. That's right. That's true.
Yeah, that was one of three times you were right.
Your thing about we need something different to happen. Totally, of course. That would be nice, cool, fun, different. But you know what is amazing? Michigan has lost 14 of 15 in this rivalry, has it not?
Yes.
And it's still a big rivalry, isn't it?
I think it is, but there's some jackass who says, how can it be a rivalry if it's one-sided?
Okay, but there's no evidence still being viewed as the biggest game this weekend. It's still going to get all the big coverage. It's still, it is amazing that, you know, it can survive this. I mean, it survived John Cooper, so it can survive this.
It lost some for a while there under the
Richard
Hoke.
Did.
And so it's gotten it back thanks to Harbaugh, but it would be helpful if he actually would win one. So, all right, Robert.
Well, you're asking for a bit much. Come on.
Happy Turkey Day, gobble, gobble. And we will talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, Michigan will cover.
Oh, there it is. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.